Hello, hello, everybody. Welcome to the Women of Vision show here on KCNR. And this is Haley Clandenning.
And Maurice Brown.
And Sarah.
We're not saying it for you this
time.
Yeah,
I know.
Okay?
I'm done.
I know. Well, she's been busy. Last week we did have the two ladies, so we didn't have an extra mic.
Yeah.
So she was, you know, our floating unicorn.
Our floating, our flying, floating,
floating from sparkles.
Yeah. So welcome to the show, everybody, though. I hope everyone's having a great Tuesday. And, you know, I'm not going to lie. I have been enjoying this weather.
Same.
I have. I'm ready for it to be over now.
Really?
Yes.
I love that it feeds my plants.
Totally.
Make them
grow. Don't have to water,
yes,
which is
work.
Nice. But at the same time, I'm like, okay, that was a nice little bout of weather. I'm ready for my sunshine again now.
It does make people a little depressed, I would say.
It can.
The lack of sunshine.
But it has been nice, I have to say, because I feel like usually in Reading, all Reading people know what I'm talking about, it like gets hot and we don't really have a lot of weather.
Yeah.
After a certain point, it's just all hot days. Like, we don't get rain, I feel like, anymore. So I am thankful for that. So, yeah. Anyways, rambling already. but, yes, everybody, welcome to the show. We are sitting down today with the lovely Josie Ramirez. You're so freaking cute.
She's so pretty.
I know.
Aw, thank you.
Prettier in person.
Right? Huh?
I said thank you for having me here today.
Yeah, we're so glad to have you here. And you're one of our sponsors for the show, too. So thank you for believing in us and sponsoring the show.
Yes.
But yeah, excited to nail you down, get you in to talk to you a little bit, get to know more about you. So
I haven't seen Josie in like almost 3 years.
I think it's
when we first launched Women of Vision.
Oh my gosh. Well, she did say, I was like, okay, you know me though. I'm like, I feel like I know you. Have we actually met?
Yeah. Well, you've been a member ever since.
That's what we're talking about.
Yeah. You've been a member ever since. Just, you know, well, we'll get to know her and why we
right?
haven't seen her
yes.
physically.
She's been absent, but
she's an OG.
That's right.
Yeah, but yeah, thank you for sitting down with us tonight.
Of course.
How's your week been?
It's been going pretty well. I mean, it's barely Tuesday, so.
True, I say that. Okay. We're kind of just starting, but.
It's been going well. Just continuing, basically staying in quarantine. I'm not able to return to work yet at this point, so just continuing with whatever projects I have going on. And waiting to see what the plan is moving forward.
Gotcha. Yes. And before we, you know, dive too much into the work part of it, but she is the owner of Everbloom Skincare. So you haven't been able to work for a while, obviously. You do esthetician work, cosmetology.
Yes, exactly. I'm a licensed cosmetologist, which makes me licensed to do hair, skin, and nails. And I have done hair in the past as well, but as I was really refining what my mission is, I realized that skincare was my passion. And so I still do a little bit of hair. I mean, I cut my boy's hair and my husband's hair, and I have a friend that we trade hair.
Okay.
And that's about it. I have some hair care products available just because I'm passionate about certain formulations and what it can do for the health of the hair and the health of the scalp.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, we'll definitely learn a lot more about your business coming up here pretty quick. I have so many questions. I'm like, what do we need to toss right now? Oh, girl. Anyways. tell us a little bit about where are you from?
I grew up in Southern California, and I moved up here, I think, when I was 22, so about 8 years ago, and I grew up in, I was born in L.A., and I grew up in Norco, which is in Riverside County, more so inland. And I actually spent some time living in Mexico, too. My parents are from Mexico, so there was a point where my siblings and I moved down there with my mom.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I bet that was really neat to have so much, like, a different cultural experience. I mean, in L.A., you get a lot more anyways compared to up here.
Where in Mexico?
But
Guadalajara.
Oh,
where I live.
Snap.
Ah, that's really amazing, though. How long were you guys down there?
It was about 6 months at a time, twice. My parents had kind of a turbulent marriage, so it was a result of that, just my mom leaving with us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Gotcha. How many siblings do you have?
I have 5 siblings.
Okay.
Big family. I have 5 as well.
You do?
Yes.
Yes. I'm number 2.
I'm number 1.
Okay.
So you're responsible as well.
Yes.
I mean, probably helping take care of all the other siblings. I feel like that just happens regardless.
Oh, yeah.
When you have that many, you know what I mean? It's just kind of like you have to be responsible and you wind up taking care of everyone.
Yeah, you're basically second mom.
Yes, you have to be a helper.
Yeah, that's got to be exhausting.
So what did you do? I mean, have you always been interested in skincare? I mean, is that something that you always were passionate about? Or, like, what was – I'm just kind of curious with your, like, schooling path or, like, your path coming up to Reading, how that all kind of – was it something that you were involved in or, like, conscious of at that time? Or is that something that kind of evolved a little bit later on?
Yeah, there was definitely an evolution to it. I remember as a child, I grew up in a family where herbal medicine –
okay.
was used a lot, and so I was really familiar with using, like, aloe vera on my skin, different teas being used for calming benefits both internally and externally, tinctures, arnica for sore muscles or bruising or anything like
that. That's amazing.
Yeah, and so I remember even as a child, like, my older sister, I think it was, had a book of, like, homemade skincare recipes, and gosh, I just loved that, mashing up strawberries and avocado and just making your own little homemade masks.
Okay.
And so when I started college, I had the intention of going into the medical field. So I took a lot of classes based in biology and chemistry, some human genetics, different things of this sort. And I met my husband when we were 17, so the year before I started college. And we knew that we were going to stay together.
Aww.
And and one of the things that we agreed that we wanted was a family. And the more I learned about the medical field, the more I realized that it was going to be really difficult to have a balance in life. It just became more clear that it wasn't for me.
Gotcha.
And so as far as cosmetology is concerned, I became interested in it when I was in high school. My best friend's uncle was a hairdresser, and he did my hair once, and I just thought he had the coolest job.
Right? You're like, oh, snap.
Yes. And so it was something that I was interested in, but I was also often discouraged of doing. My parents didn't want me to go down that route. I had a job working at a restaurant, and there was a few girls who had been in the cosmetology industry who just said, it's not worth it. It's too hard. It's difficult to be successful. And so I was turned away from it at several different times. And
okay.
Aw, they discouraged you.
Yes.
Because it didn't make money or because...
Several different things. The money aspect and also the drama. The drama.
A lot of ladies.
Yeah, the drama that that is expected to come when women get together, which I refuse to make part of my normal.
Well, you know what? There's drama everywhere.
That's true. That is true. But you can't choose to... deflected, I feel like, a little bit better than others do. So
totally.
I'm with you, girl.
Yeah.
we need to talk a little bit more about that then, of what pushed you through to continue to do that and kind of what you did in the meantime, too.
Fighting for your dreams.
I do, too. But we do have to hit our first commercial break already.
Oh, and that's awesome.
I know it is, but it goes
I
so
love
fast.
Breaks because it gives us an opportunity to thank all our sponsors.
Yes.
And all the support we've been having. Thank you so much, ladies. We're so grateful to you. Linda Lingo, financial coach. She inspires and guides women into clarity and confidence in their finances. Sarah Beck with Legal Shield and Identity Theft Shield. I can't say that word.
Tongue twister.
Jessie Baldwin, certified health coach. She offers health coaching services, 530-355-5929. Bargain Books and More, located at 836 Butte Street. She's open now, you guys.
Yes.
And Deborah Mitchell's with Oils for Young and Healthy Living.
I know. Thank you, sponsors. You ladies are amazing. And definitely go support the ladies that are open. And there's ways you can continue to support in the meantime until we get back to what is going to be our new normal, I guess. So, anyways, we'll be back here shortly at the Women of Vision show here at KCNR.
are Women of Vision.
Hi, I'm Haley Clandenning.
And I'm Maurice Brown.
Join us for the Women of Vision show Tuesday nights from 6 to 7.
Women of Vision is a movement, women empowering women, locally and globally. We connect female professionals and entrepreneurs and encourage women to collaborate and achieve their personal and professional goals.
With a spirit of integrity and excellence, we will motivate you to thrive, activating your unique ability. Join us Tuesday nights from 6 to 7 on KCNR 96.5 FM.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney with Shasta Gas Propane and Shasta Tanks. Because of the probability of our power being shut off during wind events or fires, many people are installing standby generators. Shasta Gas is now selling standby generators with propane tanks so that you will have home power during these outages. Give us a call at 365-3793 to get a quote on a generator and tank installation. That number again is 365-3793.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
This podcast is for storytellers of all kinds. We discuss everything from the hero's journey to how to slog through that pesky middle section of your book. From filling out your author's toolbox to answering your questions about the craft and the industry. From magic to mayhem.
In May, we're discussing how to design the perfect character and giving authors the right tools to make sure that their characters are people, not caricatures. In June, we're discussing the four-letter words of the writing world.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
Hello, hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Women of Vision show here on KCNR. And we are sitting down talking with the lovely Josie Ramirez, owner of Everbloom Skincare. And we were just talking a little bit about your background, your history, getting into all of that, how, I mean, you kind of have been aware of natural or botanical type skincare for, it sounds like, your upbringing. So that's nothing new to you. I am curious. You were talking about how you were kind of having to go through the challenges of being kind of pushed away from going into cosmetology school. And so I'm very curious of what did you do in the meantime? Because you probably, or did you just say, you know what, screw it, guys. Thanks for the advice, but I'm just going for it anyways. I'm curious about that.
Right. So when I was about 20, I did decide to just go for it. I
love it.
I had
like, gone. Thanks for the advice, but.
Yes, I was going through kind of a rough patch with my mom, and I had moved out of the house. And once again, I was working at a restaurant, and I was waitressing at this point.
Okay.
Or serving, whichever the preference is. Whatever the preferred term there is. And, yeah, at that point, I just said, hey, it's my life, and this is something that I'm really interested in. I'm going to go for it. And so I went through cosmetology school. And then when I finished, I wanted to continue my education. And my husband and I laugh about it because I had a friend that used to always ask me, what are you going to school for again after I graduated cosmetology school? And she'd say, what are you going to school for, business? And I'd say, no, nutrition. No, nutrition, because nutrition had become my passion through all the things that I was learning about cellular health and chemistry, genetics, just the huge impact that nutrition has on the health of our cells and the health of our skin, the health of our hair. And so at the time, it just seemed really unconventional, and I wasn't really sure how I was going to make it all come together. There was a point where I was like, maybe I should just become a personal trainer because I don't really know how it's going to come together. And so it's definitely been a journey making it all come together. I mean, like I said, dropping the hair doing part because I realized I couldn't be everything to everyone. And kind of letting go of other aspects where I felt that I needed more knowledge and really just zoning in on what it was that my passion was and what specific skin issues I wanted to address. And currently I'm taking a course in hormone health, so going even deeper into that. My passion is primarily acne, and so once again, currently treating acne and realizing, like, I need to understand hormones just a little bit more. And so backtracking a little bit, I did get a certification in nutrition from the Institute for Integrative Nutrition, and I'm currently doing their hormone health course, which is based around not only diet factors, but also lifestyle factors for hormone health. And it is just fascinating.
Yeah, you really are well-rounded then. I mean, going back from the medical portion that you started learning, you know what I mean? And then not only just the cosmetology or the skin, but then also the nutrition. That's because it is all intertwined. So you have quite a good idea of what it is that you're dealing with there.
Sounds like an ever evolving thing, too. And you could really go in different branches.
Yeah.
Was there something specific that drove you to be passionate about specifically acne or treating acne? Was it like a personal experience or someone in your family that dealt with it that kind of zoned you in on that? Or
that I somewhat just fell into when I had my first child. He's 5 now. I was still waitressing up until he was born, and I was going to be a stay-at-home mom for a while, and then after being a stay-at-home mom, I was going to dive into my career. And we'll really dive in. I mean, I had been doing stuff on the side, but waitressing was my main income, so I wasn't really ready to just dive in before having kids. And then when I did the stay-at-home mom for a little bit, I realized that it wasn't for me. It's really hard, and I needed something outside of being at home with my son, and so I just kind of looked over all the skills that I had and all the experience I had, and I said, you know what, I really want to just be doing facials right now. And so I set up a few interviews, and I got a job working at a skincare studio. It's not here in town anymore. They closed the service part of it. And one of the first thing that they trained me on was how to treat acne. It was one of the main focuses at this skincare studio, and I immediately just fell in love with all parts of it, not only the science of it, but seeing how getting somebody's skin clear just really transforms their life, seeing that confidence.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, even getting people clear right before their wedding.
Yeah.
It is. It's really just life-changing, and I love it.
And everybody's different, too, because they all react to different treatments and just products. So I'm sure it can be a challenge at the same time. But yeah, I have a friend who struggled with that, and I think she's still kind of struggling with it. But when the day she is clear, it's just, yeah, it transformed her, you know?
It's amazing.
Yeah.
I struggled with it. I was telling Josie before we started that in high school I had acne, and it was like we were at the dermatologist like nonstop. Because especially being a girl, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
In high school, it's, I don't know, and a lot of my girlfriends didn't struggle with it, so I was always just like, damn it, you know?
Why
and I played sports and everything, too, so it's not like I didn't like wearing a lot of makeup, but you want to hide it. Mm-hmm. So it was like this ever-evolving, like, I actually did Accutane for a while,
yeah,
like, which is gnarly, by the way. I didn't finish that treatment because it is like the side effects and everything from that, I mean, I don't know. I wouldn't recommend it to anyone.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
It's okay. I've heard horrible things about that. It worked for me for like clearing that up. But like I said, I didn't finish that whole cycle of it like you're supposed to, because I was just like, this isn't worth it.
Yeah.
Not worth it. So, and then luckily, I don't know if it's just with age or whatever, I haven't had an issue, but I mean, it really does affect your, how you see yourself and how you present yourself a lot. And even still to this day, I don't wear much makeup at all, but I look at myself sometimes in the mirror and I'm like, maybe you should, you know what I mean? Like, but I, luckily, I don't know if it's also just aging, becoming a more confident woman as you get older. You know, it is probably a lot better for your skin to not have all that on, too. So, I mean, do you see a lot of people that struggle with that? Because it happens every time of life, too, right? There's not just adolescent acne, but I mean, like you said, hormonal, pregnancy acne, I believe, is also an issue. I don't even know what you can use for that when women are pregnant, but...
Right. There's definitely several different triggers. At its core, acne is a dysfunction of the pore where it's shedding far too many dead skin cells at once and they get stuck inside the pore. But there's just several different things. I mean, it could be that the skin is overproducing oil and it's the wrong kind of oil and it's irritating the pore and it's causing it to do this. It could be something that we're putting on our skin. Not always, but it can, and it can make it worse. But essentially the root cause is inflammation in the body. And so this is where being a certified health coach comes in.
I was going to say, I'm like,
nutrition.
Yes, is helping clients to make sustainable steps, just taking it 2 weeks at a time, making sustainable steps towards developing new habits for reducing the inflammation in the body while also addressing what's already on the skin with the right ingredients. And the right ingredients for one person, it's not always going to be the same for another. So it's absolutely a custom approach.
That's amazing.
So what do you think is, looking at your clients, like the main, one of the main things, I guess, that gets their body inflamed?
Stress.
Of course.
Definitely stress. And
freaking stress.
And it's
not with me today.
Yeah.
I know.
And you know, the more I've been studying hormones and dysfunctions of the adrenals, or it's commonly known as adrenal fatigue. The more I'm realizing, like, kids are stressed younger and younger, and we need to do something about it, and they need somebody to talk to, or they need somebody to tell them that it's okay to scale back the amount of things that they're trying to pursue at once, because life is a really long time.
Amen to that. Aww. It does go quick, but it is.
I'm going to have to start paying attention to my 14-year-old.
Yeah.
Is that 1 minute?
Yeah.
Okay. We got to look back into this. This is interesting.
Absolutely. Well, you have so much knowledge, which is really amazing. Definitely want to touch back on that. So a few more of our amazing sponsors, though.
Thank you, Michelle Lane Coaching, located in Chico. Well, but you can call her anywhere in the world. She's a transformational facilitator of Elevate Workshops and Retreats for Women and Results-Driven Life Coach. Ashley and Jazz at Lit From Within. They're located 2449 Athens Avenue. I would have to say, like, I love their products, you guys. Bev Gray with Zervita. It's a really nutritious drink, you guys. Check it out. All fired up at 1796 Turn Creek Road. Pottery, painting, life casting, board art, clay, and other fun stuff. So hit her up.
I can't wait to get in there. I want to do something. Let's be creative.
I've been telling her, like, let's do a wine night there and just paint away or something.
I'd be game for that.
And then that we got close down.
I know. Well, we'll get there.
Yeah.
We'll get back there. We should all do a date night with our kids, too.
Yeah. I took my son there on a date.
Be so fun.
Yeah.
All right. Anyways, we will be back here shortly. We could ramble for a while. This is the Women of Vision show here on KCNR.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans' issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5, 1460 AM.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction with your security tip of the day. If it doesn't look right, it probably isn't. Many people hang around to investigate what may be a crime only to become a victim themselves because they confront a violent criminal. Leave the area and call your local law enforcement agency immediately. Another important part of your personal protection plan may be the use of a firearm. If that's your choice, give NFI a call at 999-1822 or find and register for one of our popular CCW courses at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
The Redding Civic Auditorium brings a wide variety of shows to the North State. Go to reddingcivic.com and join their mailing list for free. Get early access to tickets and first dibs on the best seats in the house. Grab a drink with friends at the fully stocked bar or locally roasted coffee. Snacks and other beverages at the River Rock Cafe. Enjoy lidded beverages throughout the auditorium at every show. If you want to know about the best concerts coming to the North State, go to reddingcivic.com to learn more.
Pulse Urgent Care is happy to announce the reopening of our Urgent Care Clinic. Our hours are Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., Saturday 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., and closed on Sundays. To protect the patients and the staff, we will continue to follow the recommendations on social distancing and face coverings. If you have or had a fever, cough, or shortness of breath within the last 14 days, please call ahead at 530-722-1111 for screening. Check out our website and Facebook page for more information. PulseUrgentCareCenter.com, 100 East Cypress Avenue. If it's urgent for you, it's important to us.
Hi, I'm Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference in a disaster. When disaster strikes, you want to protect your whole family, including your pets. To help keep your family safe and help our best friends in their worst times, find tips at AmericanHumane.org.
Hello, hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Women of Vision show here on KCNR. We are having a wonderful little interview with Josie Ramirez, owner of Everbloom Skincare. And we are just talking a little bit about your passion for helping people with acne specifically and doing facials. And I'm kind of curious, too. Well, you were working at a different spot mm-hmm. in the meantime, so I'm kind of curious how where did the idea of starting your own business open? How did that come about as you were working and doing this? I'm going to ask two questions in one. I'm just curious, too, about where exactly your passion for helping people kind of mm-hmm. came into play. And I don't know if they tie in together or not, but definitely want to know how. I mean, because starting a business is scary. Mm-hmm. How long did you work for someone else before you decided that you were going to take the leap to work for yourself?
That's also kind of a an interesting story. I worked for someone else for, I think it was 2 or 3 years, and then I was laid off.
Oh.
I think it was 2 years. My son was 2. I was laid off, and that is when I first went off on my own, and I started a business, and I called it The Beauty of Balance.
Ah.
And I did not do so well. And so my former employer offered me a job back, and I went back.
Yeah.
And I'm glad that I did because I just needed to get my footing again. You know, having my own business is something that I had always envisioned for myself. I do kind of like to be my own boss and do things my own way. And I have certain standards that I like to hit as far as my impact on the environment, ingredients, and once again, wanting to integrate the health coaching part of it, which was unique to me and not a part of this other business. And so I went back, and then right around the time the car fire happened, this business decided to close their service part of the business. And so once again, I was left with a choice of what to do next. And so I had had a friend who had reached out to me and said, hey, I'm opening a spa. I would love for you to come work with me. And that's what I did for, how long was it? So I was pregnant with my one-year-old.
Okay.
During the car fire. And so it was, and then he was born the following March. And it was my intention to go back, go back there. And when I did, things were just a little bit different. They weren't really moving in the direction that I wanted to move in. I just felt like our visions weren't aligning anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So I made the decision to leave, confident that I had this loyal clientele and more confident in my skills. And, that's when I opened Everbloom Skincare. I just kind of went for it.
Okay, just kind of took the leap.
Yeah.
That's scary.
Yeah, super scary.
But, I mean, it probably was helpful that you had kind of already dipped your toes in with trying to do it once.
Mm-hmm.
Probably gave you a few tools of what you didn't want to do this time. Or, you know, like you said, going back and finding some more clarity on that. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, what would you say, what was the biggest challenge starting your own business?
The biggest challenge was definitely just finding balance between work and home life. I had just had a baby.
That's a lot to take on, girl.
I had just had a baby, and I was healing from my C-section. And we had just bought our first house, and so we were moving here from Reading down to Cottonwood. Yeah, that was definitely the biggest challenge. At one point when I had gotten the keys to my new location, I was moving furniture. I had both my kids in the car just going back and forth from Cottonwood to Reading and, you know, having to pack diapers and snacks and stop to nurse my baby and stuff. So definitely.
You need, like, luggage.
Everything takes longer with kids.
It's
like
three hats in one. You're like, okay, hold on a minute. Time to feed you. Time to feed me.
That's fairly amazing, like, having business, then babies. I mean, I couldn't do it. I actually dropped my business when I had my third one. I'm like, it's either or. Somebody's going to end up being starved, and it can't be my baby.
Yeah.
But that's me. You know, everybody's different.
I was going to say, you must obviously be pretty driven, especially going through, we were talking a little bit about going to cosmetology school, even though you've been kind of discouraged to do that. So, I mean, would you consider yourself just, how do I want to put it?
I think stubborn more than anything.
Okay.
I really know what I want.
Okay. So I was going to say, that could be, I mean, if you're not really firm in what you want, that could be something that really sways you. Or, you know, maybe you don't have the confidence even though you push forward with doing it. Maybe you aren't successful because you're not 100% behind it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, I'm glad you're stubborn.
Yeah, well, the fact that she's doing what she's doing against everybody's, you know, discouragement is pretty amazing. I'm more like, I'll follow the rules and, you know, do what people want me to do. That was me back then.
Now you're like, no.
I was like, she is not like that now.
Yeah, no.
I was going to say, who are you describing as now? All right, well,
that's a good girl.
Oh, that makes me think of our vision development meeting that we just had. Don't be the good girl.
Yep, that's right. I know exactly what that statement is.
So how did you come up with Everbloom Skincare as the name?
Everbloom Skincare, I came up with, literally my husband and I were up late one night and we were just brainstorming on what the name of the company should be. And I knew I wanted it to have something to do with nature, with botanicals. And so we kind of came across the word evergreen and I was looking at words related to that.
Mm.
And I really liked Everbloom when I came across it. It sounded right. I'm a bit of an idealist, so it has to do with that, just like being in this constant state of well-being and thriving, but mm-hmm. at the same time, that's not something that I would expect of anyone. We definitely go through our seasons, but that's the concept behind it is just
I love
ongoing
that.
Growth and, well, and wellness.
And things are continuously blooming
yes.
each year and changing, and mm-hmm. that actually is really quite, it encompasses a lot.
Yeah, I think so. I love everything you just said right now.
I know, me I'm too. I'm like, oh, that was beautiful. So that obviously ties in a lot, like you were saying, about the products that you use. So how do you choose what it is that you are using in your business versus what other people use? Because there's a lot of stuff. I mean, I've gone in and gotten a facial where, you know, it's like a peel. And that, I mean, it's all good and it did what it was supposed to do, but it's like really harsh on your skin.
Right. So the process for choosing what to use, one of the lines that I use is just the one that I was trained on. And originally when I went out on my own the first time, I didn't want to use it because it had things I didn't want to be putting on people's skin anymore in it. It had some parabens and some phthalates, just things that I didn't feel ethically okay putting on people's skin.
Mm-hmm.
And they have since reformulated to remove all those things. They've they've heard the people who have stood up against not wanting that
yeah.
in their skincare, and they've reformulated. The second one that I carry so the first one is Face Reality, and the okay. second one is Sorella Apothecary. And Sorella Apothecary I had learned about on there's a podcast called the Beauty Biz Show with Laura Crete, and it's a podcast for beauty professionals. And they had interviewed one of the co-founders of Sorella Apothecary, and just everything that she was saying resonated with me. And she had this system for the 5-minute consultation, which for me sounded amazing, just being able to simplify the consultation. And so that fall I went to a trade show in San Jose, and I saw that she was on the lineup for one of the speakers, and she was going to give a presentation on her 5-minute consultation.
Ooh.
And my coworker and I told her I want to go to this, but we've been told to go to this massage class. I said, I'll go to the massage class and you go to this and just take really good notes for me. and so she did. And at the trade show, I went and I met this co-founder and just had a conversation with her and went home and learned more about her products. And we ended up bringing it on at the spa where I used to work. And so the second time around going out on my own, I knew that it was something that I needed to have, not only because my clients loved it, but because I felt like the co-founder and I shared the same vision
yeah.
and the same passion for ingredients that are clean
yeah,
combined with ingredients that are going to get results.
That's amazing. That's so cool, especially when it aligns with what you feel really mm-hmm. comfortable producing and providing your clientele with. Like, that's got to be the main thing. Gosh, the time is just flying.
This is the last commercial.
I know. I'm like, I want to know more. So we will definitely come back and ask you a few more questions after our next commercial break.
We want to give a shout-out to Master Intuitive Life Coach Dana Grant. You guys, she's amazing. She just did a Zoom last week with the Women of Vision, and she rocked the house, as always. Check her out. You can see her on Facebook, actually, Dana Grant. And Relieves Trading, 100% USDA certified organic hemp, is grown at Whole Circle Farms. They produce Signature Relieves Deep Freeze Pain Relief Spray. They were here last week. And Tomax Malari, World Financial Group Life and Health Insurance Agent. Bohem Salon and Spa at 961 Dana Drive, Suite 130. And to our resident unicorn, Sarah Marie Spectrum, who brings the magic out of you. To check her out, you guys.
She does. We got to do.
And if you know anyone that's a senior that's graduations were canceled, I'm doing free photo shoots for seniors, college, or high school. So.
Oh, awesome.
That's amazing. Make sure to reach out to her, you guys. She's definitely, it will be unique, too, which is the most amazing mm-hmm. thing. It will not be your run-of-the-mill senior photos.
There's a reason why we call her Unicorn.
Yes. Well, we will be back here shortly on the Women of Vision show here on KCNR.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
Are Women of Vision.
Hi, I'm Haley Clandenning.
And I'm Maurice Brown.
Join us for the Women of Vision show Tuesday nights from 6 to 7.
Women of Vision is a movement, women empowering women, locally and globally. We connect female professionals and entrepreneurs and encourage women to collaborate and achieve their personal and professional goals.
With a spirit of integrity and excellence, we will motivate you to thrive, activating your unique abilities. Join us Tuesday nights from 6 to 7 on KCNR 96.5 FM.
Shasta College has been a vital part of this community for over 70 years. Look around. You probably know many of our successful graduates serving our community in high-demand, high-growth fields like nursing, law enforcement, accounting, communications, and agriculture. Summer enrollment is happening now. Call 242-7500 or go online at shastacollege.edu/apply to enroll for the summer semester. Classes start June 8th. Looking for a transfer? Save money and time by spending your first 2 years at Shasta College before you transfer to a university. High school students, summer is the perfect time to earn college credit with no tuition cost. Call 242-7500 or go online at shastacollege.edu/apply.
No tuition cost. Call 242-7500 or go online at shastacollege.edu/apply.
You know, it can be difficult to find a trustworthy, knowledgeable, and yet affordable auto repair shop. Advanced Automotive is a second-generation, locally owned, full-service repair shop serving our community since 1993, and one of only four AAA-approved auto repair shops in the Reading area. Advanced Automotive has a goal, and it's to keep it simple to have safe, reliable vehicles for our customers and our community. Call or come by to meet the crew who is here to serve you. 244-4423. Advanced Automotive.
Hello, hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Women of Vision show here on KCNR. And we're just having a fabulous little interview. I love talking skincare. Like, I'm kind of a like closet nerd about it. So
you need to come out.
Yeah, I know, right? Well, I am. I'm out now. Josie.
Live on Facebook, too.
But we are talking with Josie Ramirez, and she is the owner of Everbloom Skincare. She's a master esthetician, you guys, and a licensed cosmetologist, and also a certified health coach. So she can handle you all in one visit. Just saying. Like, everything. But we were talking a little bit about the products that you choose to utilize in your spa. Is that spa? And it's
spa,
not really spa.
Studio.
Studio. Okay.
Yeah.
Like, what do we call it? Peaceful area. Relaxation. I don't know about you guys, but getting a facial is like...
Self-care studio.
It's like the best. So, but anyways, I really like that you choose natural products. And are these the stuff, is this what you use on your own skin?
This is what I use on my own skin. Besides the two lines, I am working with a lab right now on some of my own products. So stay tuned for that. And also I carry some makeup. So there's some mineral makeup. Once again, I had mentioned that what you put on your skin, the ingredients that you put on your skin can affect the condition of your skin. So mineral makeup that is good for the skin. It was for post-oncology patients, and so it's very clean and it's healing. And besides that, I also carry a hair care line that aligns with those same values. This specific hair care line helps to balance out the scalp itself. So if it's overproducing oil or if it's dry, it helps to address those while also being conscious of not having any hormone disruptors or things that are going to negatively affect the cells once again.
Oh my gosh, I love it. What? Well, A, I've got to come in there.
I know, it's like we need a little party over there.
No, seriously, though. Oh my gosh, I totally just blanked out on my question, too. That doesn't ever happen. But anyways, what services do you offer in your studio?
Okay, so I'm currently not open. So right now I am doing virtual consultations. I'm doing skincare consultations, and I'm also doing nutrition coaching virtually right now. And when I am open, I do facials. And so I have several different techniques that I use for my facials. I offer microcurrent, which is a form of electricity that communicates with the cells and helps them to behave as if they were younger. And
okay, speaking my language.
And I also offer microdermabrasion and gua sha, which is a form of massage, mm-hmm. a lymphatic drainage massage that is just really amazing, the difference you can see in the skin. And so I have those are the modalities that you can add to my facials. I also do shorter treatments, which are geared towards results with acne. I do eyebrows. And so as far as brows are concerned, in my training, I've been trained on something that's referred to as the brow anatomy and just paying attention to the direction in which the hair is growing and what sort of the lifting and lengthening effect we're trying to create for the eye area. And lastly, I do sugaring, which is a form of hair removal. Like waxing, it's really great for large areas of the body. The difference is that the sugar paste seeps all the way into the pore and wraps itself around the root of the hair. So you're getting a cleaner removal, less irritation. Typically, the first session is a little bit more painful than waxing just because we're removing the hair so deeply. But
do you numb the person first?
No, I don't use any numbing products, but I have known clients to use them if they have trouble.
Glass of wine before you go in. No, I've been really curious about sugaring, actually, because I have kind of sensitive skin, so sometimes waxing can be, it's great, but it also can be a little, like, you know, not always the cutest.
Yeah.
I guess we'll put it that way.
When you said, like, something about the electricity or something that behaves the skin.
The microcurrent.
Yeah, mm-hmm. microcurrent. Like, what? Where do you address that? Like, on the face or?
It can be applied to any part of the body. I mostly use it on the face.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Is so that?
Yeah, I'm like, does this help with, like, fine lines?
I know, I'm like, because I'm, you know, approaching that stage.
Yes, it helps with a lot of different things. And so immediately you'll see a lift in the skin just because of the movement of the lymph. It's helping to retrain the muscles as well.
Yeah.
And you'll see a reduction in fine lines, deeper lines.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's so cool.
And the skin will have an overall brightness to it.
Mm-hmm. What's your thoughts about Botox? This is so controversial, but let me just stare at the box.
Well, that's
just a
artificial,
bit.
So I'm going. Probably doesn't like
well,
it.
Some people, a lot of people use it. A lot of people do it.
That's true. A lot of people do.
It's actually kind of culturally accepted.
I think
right?
that I think that it's definitely up to the individual, and if that's something that they like to do, then you know I'm not going to tell somebody not to do it. That said, I would recommend that somebody try out peptides first, which is an ingredient in skincare that instead of paralyzing the muscles, it helps to relax the muscle contractions, so that they're softer. And they're creating less.
See, that's what I'm like, what's the difference with the Botox and the fine lines? I mean, what's, you know, and in the microcurrents?
Yeah, it's definitely a custom approach, and I try to meet people where they're at if just based on their concerns that they tell me that they have. And we start there and just kind of, you'll see an improvement in all sorts of ways. You'll see an improvement in the texture of the skin, the color, the brightness, the circulation. It's
more like just healthy for your body, I would think, right? Just because it's more, I don't know.
Well, it's not. People are going to be pissed. It's just not injecting something that shouldn't be in your skin. I don't know. Don't get me wrong. I know a lot of people who get it. I've thought about it numerous, numerous times. It doesn't mean I still won't do it at some point. Yeah. But I haven't right now, and I want, you know, I would prefer to try and use something. That, do you? Do either of the lines that you carry have peptides in them? Or
yes, both of them do, and there's specific peptides for specific concerns. So there's preventative peptides and there's treatment peptides.
Okay, so basically I just need to come hang out with
you. They're protein messengers that
I'll go with you.
Perfect.
That help to achieve the desired results.
Okay, that's awesome. And is it gua sha?
Gua sha.
Is that kind of like, I have like a jade roller. Is that similar? But obviously I'm assuming it's more in depth. You have to obviously be trained.
Yes, it is similar. This is performed with a jade stone. You may have seen them. They're really popular right now.
They're beautiful. Mm-hmm. I've seen a lot of people who do it, but I don't.
The scraping tools.
Because like the jade rollers, you can buy those anywhere now. Yeah. You know what I mean? But it doesn't mean that you necessarily know
how to use it.
Where you should be using it, how much pressure you should be applying. What, I don't know. I'm just very curious about that too. It seems like, you know, you should be doing that with someone who has been trained to.
Right, I definitely recommend seeing a professional to make sure that you're using your tools and your products properly.
Well, what, do you have a reopening date by any chance, or are you just kind of taking this day by day? Or
at this point, I'm just taking it day by day. My license is through the state, so through the Board of Barbering and Cosmetology, and so my hands are tied as far as making any decisions on my own.
Understandable. Yeah. I mean, it's your dream, you know? You don't want to take it. Get
can't risk
away.
Certain things. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Are you going to be taking appointments, like, or I mean, scheduling a certain time out, or is there a way that we can support? Or I don't know. I want to get on your books, basically.
Pencil me in.
Sure. So at this point, I am doing the virtual consultations, and that'll get you on. That'll get you a customized routine, and it'll get you a face-to-face consultation with me, and. Truly, when it comes to skincare, 75% of results are based on what you're doing at home. So getting that on track is definitely going to be beneficial. And no, I'm not currently booking appointments just yet.
Where can they get a virtual meeting with you? Your website?
Yeah, where can we find you?
Yeah, you can definitely check out my website right now. It's through Weebly. So it's Everbloom Skincare with dashes. Just find me on Facebook or Instagram because I'm getting it set up to be everbloomskincare.com, but I haven't crossed that bridge yet. I need to.
Okay.
That's okay. One at a time.
Yeah. Right.
We didn't have a website for a year.
So you can find me on Instagram at Everbloom Skincare, and you can search for me on Facebook, Everbloom.Reading. It'll pop up Josie Ramirez, Master Esthetician. I've changed the name so many times, Facebook won't let me anymore. So I might just need to make a new one.
Well, you are a plethora of knowledge, my dear, and we're so thankful to have you sit down with us tonight and share some of your knowledge. And hopefully, you know, we can. I know I'll be coming in to see you once you're open. So.
Yes. Thank you.
So happy to have been here. This is great.
Yeah, you're amazing. I feel like we've got a minute left, Marie.
We have a minute. Well, I just wanted to remind everybody that the Stronger Together shirt is still available online, as well as at Rice Brothers Jiu-Jitsu, Brewcraft Coffee, Northern Roots, and Orchards. But also, my announcement is that our Women's Success Summit is still on, you guys. We're pushing it to August 29. It's going to be virtual, obviously, because we're not allowed.
That's amazing, though. Can we get more information, too, off the website?
Yes.
All right. Check it out. I went last year. It was fantastic, you guys. Definitely got to go support again. So thank you again for sitting with us tonight and sharing all of your knowledge. And I just hope everyone has a wonderful Tuesday evening. And thanks for tuning in and joining us here on the Women of Vision show.
We are Women of Vision.